Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, 13th day of the month of Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we've been davening for here on this call: Alini Orna Bas Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devora, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Bitzal Ben Achaya Bat Sheba Medei, and all in need of the Refua have a Refua Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive: Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Tiona in Iran, and of course, our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they all easily be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Weinstock of the Young Israel of Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale in Hollywood, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We follow by Rabbi Weinstock fully reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by the recitation of Achenu in Hebrew and English, as well as our three Mishaberach that Rabbi Weinstock will lead us in, the Mishaberach for Sahal, for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach the Cholin, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all of those whom we are davening for. Sign up to register and receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails. You can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Share it with friends and family, and we would love to have more people to continue to join us as they continue to do each week, continue to receive daily registration emails, and we would love to have people continue to join us on the call. Each word of tefillah really makes a world of a difference for those who need them. Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Thank you, Naftali, and thank you to the OU for hosting this wonderful forum. One of the lessons from Parshas Ki Tzavo is that blessings and curses don't just happen to us. We play a role in bringing about bracha and klala. Our good deeds create good in the world. The opposite is true as well. We may not see it right away or fully understand how it works, but these are principles of metaphysics and of Jewish faith. Not only are our actions, do our actions matter, but our attitudes also impact our experience and outcomes. One of the summary psukim in Ki Tzavo attributes curses to the absence of a certain attitude. Tachas asher lo avarta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tov leva merov kol. That these challenging, difficult curses come about because you did not serve the Lord your God with happiness and with gladness of heart when you had an abundance of all. The Torah here provides us with two attitudes that can lead us to a self-created curse. First, a lack of gladness of heart when you had an abundance. Curses come about when we focus on the negative in our lives without putting it into the full context of all of the blessings that do indeed surround us. Story is told of a professor who once walked into his classroom and announced to his college students that there would be a pop quiz. The professor handed out the quiz sheets face down, as he always did. He told his class that their task was to turn over the paper and merely just describe in writing what you see. All the students turn over the paper, and all they see is a blank sheet of paper with a small black dot on it. So every student basically wrote the same thing. They wrote, I see a black dot, a small black dot, a black dot. The professor collected the quizzes, cruised through all them, and when he saw that everyone basically answered in the same way, announced to his chagrin, you are lucky that I will not be counting this quiz as part of your final grade because you all failed the pop quiz. You see, it is true that there's a small black dot that is visible. But no one described any of the affirmative qualities that could have been noted. The color of the paper, the brightness, the texture of the paper. All anyone was able to describe and to see was the one black dot. And similarly, this is the attitude that focuses on what's wrong without putting into proper context what might be right. Such an attitude leads to a trajectory of a self-imposed curse. And second, this pasuk from Kitavo warns us against living a life without simcha. The Rambam, Maimonides, writes about joy and the importance of Jewish joy in his section on the laws of Sukkot. The Rambam writes that when a person feels happy or inspired and ready to take a step in his or her growth in the performance of mitzvot, then they should just go for it and not miss the opportunity. The Rambam continues in the next halacha of Hilchot Sukkot to warn us against hesitating to do what we feel we should or must based on a concern of what other people might be thinking or saying about us. He brings the example of King David, who during the dedication of the Holy Ark, King David led the procession with great fanfare and intense dancing. His wife Michal chastised King David for acting in a way that others might have thought to be unbecoming of the king's stature. And our rabbis weigh in and say that Michal, in fact, was not correct, and King David was right. Once we research an issue, think deeply, and make an action plan, we can't worry about what others might be thinking or what others might be saying about us. Allowing others to impede our actions on the road towards self-growth is itself a self-fulfilling curse. The first mitzvah of Kitavo describes the mitzvah of Bikurim, how every farmer must bring his first fruits to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. And this mitzvah reminds us that everything belongs to God, and we must direct our passion and our efforts towards his service. The Torah teaches that the Bikurim were brought in a tenna, a basket. Now, we would have assumed that the basket serves merely a pragmatic role to hold the first fruits that are being brought. And our rabbis make a really big deal about these tennas, about these baskets. They note that rich people would bring fancy baskets, and poor people, no matter how poor they were, would bring simple yet heartfelt baskets. These baskets were made in a special way, and the fruit were waved by the Kohen while still in the basket. The Talmud and Makkot go so far as to suggest that the placement of the basket of fruit, the basket itself, is a necessary step in the Bikurim ceremony. All which leads us to ask, why so much emphasis on the tenna, on the basket? So we can have access to the most beautiful, delicious fruit on the planet. We can be the recipients of the most wonderful fruit, literal fruit, or the fruit of the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. But if we don't make ourselves into a basket, a tenna, a receptacle to receive and to appreciate God's blessings, then we will never really be able to access them. One way to make ourselves into a receptacle, a kli, for God's blessings is by avoiding the self-imposed curse, which comes from overemphasizing that black dot in our lives, and by allowing our simcha to never be curtailed because we are worried about what others might be thinking or what others might be saying. So as we approach the new year of 5785, let us resolve to avoid the pitfalls of curses that we can exacerbate on our own and prepare ourselves to be the kli, the tenet, the receptacle, the basket necessary to receive all the blessings that God wants for us and wants to bestow upon us in the new year. Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. L'amateach mizmor l'David. Yancha adonai v'yom tzara, yisagev chashem elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yizadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha v'vlascha yidash nasela. Yitein lecha kilbavecha v'chol atzascha yimalei. Nirananav yishua secha v'shem eloheinu nigdol, yimalei adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yadati, ki ushiya adonai mishicho, yahaneu mishmei kacho, bigvuros yesha yimino. Elev Arecha ve'elev Asusim. Ma'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Tema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu tamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Oshia ha'melech ya'aneinu b'yom karenu. Tilam Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor l'David Adonai roi lo echzar. Binos desha yarbiteini amei menuchos yinaweini. Nafshi yeshovev yanchini b'magli tzedek l'man shemo. Gam kielech b'geit samaves. Lo ira ra ki atayimadi. Shittecha u'mishantecha tema yinachamuni. Tahroch l'fon ha'shulchan neged tzorroi. Tishanta v'shemen roshi kusi rabaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimechayai. Shafti b'veis Adonai yorech yomim. Tilim kuchaf aleph, Psalm 121. Shir l'malos, esa einai el ha'arim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai, osei shomayim v'aretz. Al yitein l'mot radlecha, al yonum shomrecha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yom HaMashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach malayla, Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha, me'ata v'yad. Tilim Kuflamid, Psalm 130. Shir HaMalos, v'mamakim garasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli, tiyena aznecha kashivos, l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai mi amod. Ki imcha haslicha l'man tivorei. Kivisi Adonai kivzan nafshi v'livoro ochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Ki im Adonai achesed v'harbei imofidus. V'hu yivte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Membez, Psalm 142. Maskila David, Bioso Bamarat Fila. Kali al Adonai Azak, Kali al Adonai Eschanan. Eshmoch lefanav Sichi, Tzarasi lefanav Agid. Bihi Satef, Alai Ruchi, Vataya Data Nesivasi, Borach Zu Alech, Tamnu Pachli. Habet Yamin Ure, Vein Limashir, Avos, Avad Manos Mimeni, Ein Dorish Lenafshi. Zahakti elach Adonai, amarti ata machzi, chelki, be'eretz ha'chayim. Hakshiva al rinasi, ki zalosi mehod, hatzileini me'erodfai, ki amtu mimeni. Hutziyam imazkiyar nashi ilo, doze shemecha, bi'achtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. Now, achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzara uvishivya, omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Amakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela le'ora, u'mishivud ligula, hashta ba'agala u'izvan kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishabirach l'chai le'tzahal, prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishabirach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech es chayalei tzava hagana l'Israel, v'anshei kochos habitachon. Omdim ha'mishmar arseinu v'yare Eloheinu. Migvul havanon v'amidbar Mitzrayim, min hayam hagadol adavo harava, v'chol makom shehem, v'yabasha b'avir uvayam. Yitain Adonai es Oyveinu Akamim Aleinu Nigafim Lefneihem. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatziel Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nega U'Machala. Shlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Maaseh Yideihem. Yaber Soneinu Tachteihem V'Yatrein B'Cheser Yeshua U'Va'Ateret Nitzachon. V'Kuyam V'Hem HaKasuv K'Adonai Eloheichem Ha'Aleich Imachem V'Hilachem Lachem Im Oyveichem L'Hoshia Eschem V'nomar Amen. Mishberach l'shvuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishberach avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron, David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor, Es Nedarei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael U'Shvuyav, V'Shkol Acheinu Anesunim B'Tzara V'Shivya, B'Avor Shekol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh, Mispalel B'Avuram. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, V'Yotziyem Echoshech L'Tzalmaves, U'Moshoshem Minatek, U'Mitzukoseyem Yoshiyem, V'Shineim Meira L'Chek Mishmuchoseyem. Yudhila Naichas Tov Niklosov Vnei Adam, V'Kuyam Bahem Mikrosh HaKasuf, U'Ftuyei Adonai Yeshivun, U'Vahu Tzion Barina, Simchas Olam Arosham, Sason V'Simcha Yasigu, V'Nasu Yagon V'Anacha, V'Nomar Amen. Mishaberach L'Cholim, prayer for the sick. Mi Shaberach Avotenu, Abraham Yitzhak V'Yakov, Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, L'Hachlimam U'Raposam, L'Hachzikam L'Achayosam, V'Yishlach Lahem Eira Refuah Shleima Min HaShemayim, Chol Evareihem U'Chol Gideihem, B'Soch Shar Cholei Yisrael, Refuah HaNefesh U'Refuah HaGuf, Hashta Ba'Agala V'Zman Kariv, V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. We look forward to having you back on the programs we've got in Yeretz Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.